My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019. I cannot believe we have football coming up Thursday night, Friday night, of course, Sunday. We'll get to that as the week goes. I'm going to get to some stuff today, too. But we started the show talking about the Mets here, red hot. And you mentioned it before, BT, about Lindor, and he's an MVP candidate, but he's probably not going to win the MVP. Why not? Because I'm on the side with a lot of the people who are saying that a DH, you know, I really didn't even give it much thought just because Ohtani's Ohtani, and I know he's going to win. Whether he's going to win or not, it doesn't mean that we can't have the conversation. So Ohtani's going to win because everybody loves him and they think he's the greatest player ever. However, he's playing half the game. Yep. How could Francisco Lindor not be more valuable being out there every single day playing defense at an elite level at a premium position? How could you not say that he's more valuable than a DH?
Well, I don't think that you can. I don't think that you can. He's still not going to win, but that doesn't mean
just
that the premise
Ohtani?
Is... Yeah, it's already done, right. Which stinks.
He deserves it more.
Let me ask you this. So the Mets are 74-64. You take Lindor off this team and just put an average to slightly below average shortstop in his place. What are they going to win? 75 games?
Well, doesn't he lead the league in WAR? So you could actually... There's numbers that measure that.
Yeah,
you can't actually quantify it more specifically. Something six? All right, so yeah. Six games, and they're not even anywhere close.
Around. My point being, if you take Ohtani off of the Dodgers...
Yeah, they're still going to win the division.
I don't think they're 5-up on the Padres necessarily, but they're in better spot than the Mets. So, listen, I really wouldn't get too wrapped up in that, although I understand why you push back, because there's definitely merit to DH versus... It's not like he's playing first base, he's playing up the middle, playing shortstop. Right. But can I just say this? This is exactly what I've been screaming about from Lindor for years. I mean, the slow starts, okay, we went through that a million times. And then he kind of gets hot, you know, and the numbers are good, but it doesn't really have influence on the season. You know what he did in August? Hit .325 with an OPS of .940. This is what I expected from him.
Right. No, I get it. Holding him to a higher level of play.
Yeah.
He's been, now I don't know if we can, I'm sure somebody can and somebody has probably, I don't know how to do it myself, but if you look at his numbers since being moved into the leadoff spot.
I'll give it to you right now. Okay. I got you.
Francisco Lindor since, what was the end of May?
Yeah, right around there.
I would say that his numbers have to be better, at the very least on par with anything he's done in his career, but probably better. Think about where his numbers are at in total. He's hitting .271 right now.
I got it for you.
OPS of .835. Like, this is, you always have said Cleveland type stuff. We haven't seen that. Well, now I think he's been even better. Since the leadoff spot, he's been better than anything he's done in his career before.
He, let's see, batting first, he's got, that's for his career. No, that's for, okay, there we go. So that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. So, 865 OPS.
Okay.
There you go. 865 OPS.
His highest career OPS, 871. That came in 2018 with Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah, so very comparable. Right. And, you know, he's on pace for like 40 doubles.
Dude, he's gonna hit 30 home runs again. He's got 25 steals.
He's been running, and they even said that on the broadcast, Leslie. He's been stuck on 25, too. But whatever, he's gonna get 30.
I got my over, that's all I care about.
True.
But he should be able to get 30.
He's gonna.
I mean, think about it. He plays gold glove defense. He plays every single day. He's gonna be another 30-and-30 guy. I mean, if he has a good, like, he probably won't get to 100, but it'll be right around, you know, between 95, maybe 90, 95, something like that, as far as ribbies goes. You know, run scored, I've over 100 runs scored. I mean, Francisco Lindor right now, and again, games played leads the league. Played appearances leads the league. At-bats leads the league. I just believe if you take everything that he's done, and you look at the numbers now, and they're good now.
Mm-hmm.
Factor in how bad April and the beginning part of May were.
And March, but a couple games, some at-bats in March,
okay.
Too.
Factor in the beginning of the season how awful he was.
Yeah.
Even more so those numbers since being moved into the leadoff spot. He's been incredible for an extended period here.
And he hasn't had, unlike, you know, Soto, who has Judge, he hasn't had an amazing presence behind him. Pete's been okay.
He's been inconsistent. Who's even hitting behind him?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so, true.
I mean,
like,
literally,
who's the actual person, and then what's the actual production? And, you know, even Nimmo in the two spot, you know, Nimmo's had a down year. He's, you know, he's had some sparks here and there, but he hasn't had a great season. You know, the other thing, too, so I would push back on, hey, when the season's being truly defined, like now, and obviously August, like the go time, pennant race, what are you going to do? Well, he's responded, which is amazing. I tip my cap. It's great to see.
He's been clutch, man.
This is what I thought they were getting.
Right.
Okay, but the other thing that I always push back on, and Met fans, and I understood why they did this, but I wasn't latching on to this as much because it didn't mean as much to me because the results weren't there. He played, this is what I would hear. He plays every day. He's a great leader. He's enthusiastic. Fantastic. You know, can you put up massive numbers?
Right.
Like, now that the numbers are there, now to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but to me, the leadership, the energy, that means more to me because it's supported by big-time numbers.
Right.
I mean, that's what I was always screaming for.
Are you ready to say that he is a superstar?
He has played like a superstar this year, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no dot, dot, dot. There's no buts. There's no shade. There's no joke. He's played like a superstar this year. However, there is one little however, comma.
Yeah.
You got to finish the job.
Correct. But, I mean, there's only 24 games to go here.
But, I understood.
And you mean getting him in the postseason or just finish the season?
At least him personally. Yeah. Like, if the Mets fall two games short and he hits 290 at his OPS for September, and his OPS is 830, like, good. Then he had a superstar season. If he hits 209, I'm not saying he's going to.
Right.
But now you got to finish the race.
If you, and we'll get back to the calls here in a second, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, if you had a vote, who's getting your MVP vote in the National League?
I'd still say Ohtani.
What?
But it's a lot closer. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You disappointed me there. I thought I laid you up. I teed you up
I can't just give you what you want to hear.
I thought for sure. But you were just saying before it means more for a guy who's playing shortstop, premier position up the middle.
Well, it does.
How'd you go Ohtani?
It does if the numbers are comparable. I mean, Ohtani's numbers are ridiculous, dude. He might go 50-50.
I understand
what
that.
What are you doing here?
He's a DH. Big deal.
I understand. But don't please. Come on.
Big deal.
33 minutes of praise and 30-second answer. Yeah. You're gonna turn this against me with the Lindor stuff?
No.
He's been phenomenal. Ohtani's going to win the MVP, and in my opinion, he should.
Well, he's going to.
But it's going to be closer than I thought when we last did our show, August 23rd.
I understand. I'm just saying your vote. Like, I know Ohtani's going to win, and I understand why.
You know, I'll tell you why. Because Betts missed a lot of time. And while I still think the Dodgers would be good, you know, Freeman, some other pieces, of course. But, like, without Mookie Betts for a long chunk of the season, Ohtani kind of carried him. He did. Let me just look at his exact. I mean, he's hitting two. He's got a higher average.
Yeah.
He's got 44 home runs, 46 steals, dude. Like, he's going 50-50. It's Ohtani's award.
He hasn't played in the field.
You can push back all you
I'm
want.
Just saying,
My vote is Ohtani.
I'm just giving you facts. One guy's going to win a gold glove. The other guy doesn't even know what a glove is. Come on.
I mean, 50-50. 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. That's just like he plays the game. 50-50. He plays half the game.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm not trying to knock Ohtani.
No, you're not. And his OPS is 993. I mean, Ohtani's been insane,
man. He plays half the game, though.
He might even have 200 hits, Ohtani.
It's just on principle. How could you vote for a DH? All he has to do is hit.
Yeah, well.
It's just all Lindor's playing. He plays every single day. He plays shortstop, and he plays it at an elite level. I think it's a fascinating conversation.
I do, too.
I'm not saying Lindor's a better player than Ohtani, but my God, I mean, he plays baseball. Ohtani just hits.
I'd vote for Ohtani.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Quick, you know, the Lindor MVP thing really quick. You know, it's a shame, but when you look at his page on Baseball Reference, it'll say MVP2 for 2024, which is a shame because if you took them off the Mets, they are, you know, by war, 6-7 games worse. They're probably more like 10 or 12 games worse. And I know Showalter was on MLB Network over the weekend giving Lindor his flowers. In terms of the MVP conversation, you know.
Did Bob talk about Vientos at all? I'd like to hear those comments. I know what he thinks about Lindor. I also know what he thought about Vientos. I'd like to hear him comment on that. Anyway, good.
But just a quick state of the Mets and the Yankees as we hit September here. You know, the Yankees really had a chance to get fat over the last 3 weeks. Since June 1st, they have like the 15th or 16th best record in baseball. The only reason they're still in first place is because the Orioles have only been slightly better than the Yankees over the last 3 months. And the Yankees had a chance to put distance. They did it. On the other side, the Mets have the third best record in baseball since June 1st. But who has the best record? The Diamondbacks, a team that they're chasing. Who has the fourth best record? The Padres, a team that they're chasing. The Braves just came off a hot streak even after Austin Riley went down.
The Cubs are red hot, 7 straight Cubbies.
Yeah.
The Cubs are red hot. And, you know, it's just a tale of two leagues right now where you want to say the American League has a little bit more parity. More teams that are evenly matched compared to the National League. It's just very interesting as we sit here on September the 3rd. The Yankees have been sputtering and are still in first place, and the Mets have been thriving and are.
Correct, Pete, and thank you for the call. And we'll get to the Yankees coming up in just a little bit. Obviously, we want to talk to them, and they are a big part of the conversation. But you're exactly right. This is not about Mets versus Yankees. It's not even about overall record. It's about look at what the teams have done the majority of the season. I'm giving you the reference point. Go to June 1st. And it's not convenient just to fit my argument. It's the last 3 months of baseball. Look at the records starting with June 1st on. The last 3 full months. That's a large sample size. The Mets have one of the best records in the sport. You know why I say that, BT? And you know why I say it so loud? Because I'm trying to get myself to even hear it. Because if you were to tell me that the Mets would have the third best record in baseball, I'm like, come on. But the Mets are one of the best teams in baseball. But there's a part of me that tries to be like, nah, not really, and diminish it. The facts are that since June 1st, they have the third best record in the entire sport.
Mm-hmm.
3 months, not 3 weeks, not 3 games. For 3 months, the Mets have the third best record in the entire sport. That means that they are as good as anybody for a large period of time here.
It does. It does. But it also means that they were as flawed as anybody, which, you know, built this deficit that they had to recover from, which to their credit they have.
Right. I mean, okay, fair. But are you going to then still stick to, and again, we'll get to the Yankees conversation, but it's the same type conversation.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to judge them, the Mets in this case, April, May, or more June on?
It's a very easy answer. The Mets have played more quality ball than they have not. That's it.
Right. Well, I mean, well that's the point. It's not even just a convenient 2 months. It's a larger sample size.
It's longer. More, it's more games.
And more recent.
All the June, all the July, right. All the August. We're in early September. Right. So, boom.
More recent.
Start a homestand now. No, they played better baseball than they have not. I think that's irrefutable,
and
statistically.
And it's not just about the Yankees. Yeah, look at the other teams as well. The Orioles, all these teams have been kind of treading water.
Yankees keep leaving these wins on the table, by the way. Yankees keep leaving these wins. I know we'll get to them, but they keep leaving these wins on the table.
I'm going to tell you another thing. I don't think the NL East is out of the question either. I know it sounds nuts.
No, you say I always go a step
Phillies,
too far.
What, the just, Phillies can't get out of their own way. They just beat the Braves. Thankfully, they took care of the Braves, but the Mets have closed the gap on it.
Well, you still buzzed from Saratoga, banging back 9,000 Surfsides?
Well,
Come on, dude. Let's worry about the wild card today.
Well, wait a second. They have 7 games still with the Phillies. Hey, time to pay back everybody. Get the Braves out. Phillies, 17 games to go.
He's got his list. He's got his list.
Even better for the NFL since June 1st. Coming for you too, Philly. First, I got to catch Atlanta.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.